My name is Kelly Anderson. I am 57 years old. Today is Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019. I am recording this interview in Irvine, California. I was born in 1962 during the height of the thalidomide crisis, where babies were being born with terrible physical deformities. I was my mom's third daughter and my dad's first daughter. It was a beautiful summer day when mom realized she needed to go to the hospital. She put a plush lamb toy in my crib and gifts on my sister's beds. Dad was at work, so mom called to have him meet her at the hospital. Mom grabbed a cab and we were on our way. Mom was already in the delivery room when Dad arrived. Because she had had two previous C-sections, they would deliver me by C-section too. Dad stayed in the waiting room, anxiously awaiting my arrival. Another man was waiting there too. Suddenly, a doctor appeared in the doorway. The doctor was ashen, obviously shaken. He called to the other man waiting with Dad. They had a discussion in low, hushed tones. Dad strained to hear what they were saying. The man said he would pray for his baby. But the doctor replied that it would be better if he prayed that his baby not live. Dad was shocked, and his anxiety level went through the roof. After a couple more hours of waiting, the doctor announced that I had arrived and Dad could see me and Mom. Mom was so excited to present me to her new husband. She had prettied herself up for the occasion with a bed jacket and a little lipstick. She held me in her arms proudly, waiting on Dad's arrival. My dad, being my dad, burst through the door, rushed over to my mom's bedside, and ripped my blanket open to make sure I had all of my arms and legs, fingers and toes. Of course, I began to scream at such rude treatment. The magical moment Mom hoped for was undone. But my dad cried with relief, and a different kind of magical moment was born.